Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Friday, January 9, 2026. The U.S. dollar is holding strong this morning, trading in favorable ranges against its G10 peers. This comes on the heels of December's employment data, which was released earlier today. Here's the breakdown. Non-farm payrolls added just 50,000 jobs, falling short of the 70,000 expected. Private payrolls also missed the mark, adding 37,000 jobs versus the 75,000 forecasted. While these numbers point to some softness in the labor market, there's a silver lining. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.4% in December, down from 4.6% in November. So, what does this mean for the dollar? Well, the currency has remained relatively flat, as these figures haven't shifted expectations for potential interest rate cuts this year. Traders are now turning their attention to Monday's inflation data, which could provide more clarity on the Federal Reserve's next moves. Speaking of the Fed, there's some buzz coming out of Washington. President Donald Trump has reportedly chosen his nominee for the next chair of the Federal Reserve. According to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, we could see an official announcement later this month. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Prediction markets are no longer favoring Kevin Hassett as the frontrunner. Kevin Warsh has taken the lead, with Christopher Waller still in the race but trailing far behind. This decision could have significant implications for monetary policy, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Let's shift gears and take a look at the G10 currencies. First up, the Japanese yen. It's the biggest loser among the G10 currencies this morning, dropping to its weakest level in a year. The decline comes amid reports that Prime Minister Takichi is considering dissolving the lower house of the National Diet. This political uncertainty has been a consistent headwind for the yen, and with the potential for Bank of Japan intervention rising, the currency could face further pressure if exchange rates stabilize above current levels. Next, the Canadian dollar. The loonie is down against the U.S. dollar despite some surprising employment data out of Canada. The Canadian economy added 8,200 jobs in December, beating expectations of a 2,500 job loss. However, the unemployment rate ticked up to 6.8% from 6.5% in November. This has traders rethinking the likelihood of a Bank of Canada rate hike later this year. Before we wrap up, here's what's on the radar for the days ahead. Inflation data out of the U.S. on Monday will be a key focus for traders and economists alike. And, of course, keep an eye on any developments regarding the Federal Reserve Chair nomination. As always, Monex USA Online is open 24/7 to help you navigate the markets. That's it for today's daily market update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.